Why would I action? How long have you been paddling? This is my third year. I started by surfing beach waves in my granddad's canoe. When I got good enough at that, granddad took me canoeing on a river. Now he takes me to rivers and competitions all over the place. What gear do you use for whitewater kayaking? A spray skirt that fits all over my body and around the cockpit of a canoe to keep out of water. A life jacket, a helmet, a double-bladed paddle, and a canoe. I hear that you've even competed overseas. Yeah, that was last summer. I won 3 silvers. The competition was Hydro Australasian School Champs, and it was held in Tasmania, Australia. There was paddlers from Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. Some of the best young paddlers, kayakers in the world. It was great. There's a grading system on rivers. How does it work? Grading is used to show how difficult a river is to paddle. Grade 1 is easiest, like it's flat water, and then it goes up to grade 6, which is unusually paddled. Why is grade 6 not paddled? It's too hard and really dangerous. I guess that are really good kayakers might try it. The world's best. Using a special design kayak. What grade scares you? Grade 5. I paddle grade 1 to 4 all right. The river today is grade 6. Grade 2. It's okay. In Australia, we paddle grade 2, 3, and 4. You look pretty relaxed on the water. Do you feel relaxed? I'm nervous just before I compete. When they're counting down my start over the speaker, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. After that's over, I feel all right. I get really mad when I hit poles of the gates that I have to go through. So if you touch a pole, you have 2 points added onto your time. And if you miss a gate altogether, they add on 50 points. What about rapid down there? That's a big wave breaking up upstream on itself. We call them holes. Can you paddle it? I caught this morning in a practice one. What happens if your kite tips over? I can roll it back up out of the water with me still in it.